What's going on, y'all? And good morning on this day, Thursday, October 3rd. This is your Clap Your Hands morning update, giving you all the Sixers news you need to know, as well as what to keep your eye on. And of course, leaving you with one thing to think about as you go about your day, thinking about Sixers basketball. It's your boy, James Jackson. I've been here from the start of these daily pods. I'll be here till the end of the season doing these daily pods. Day 9, you guys have been rocking with me, and I appreciate you guys every step of the way. Keep it locked here for all your Sixers news and updates as we go on throughout the season. Always make sure you're following me and the podcast on social media at JimmyJ23 on Twitter, at Clap Your Hands Pod on Twitter. I can't wait till we get to the regular season, which is like so close. Like, it's going to be here before we know it, so we can break down and get into some real Sixers analysis. We can start dropping some video clips of the pod of me, Jack, and Elliot talking about Sixers basketball. But until then, we have the daily pods and Sixers training camp to get us through. So you guys know how I do, how the rundown is with these daily pods. I'll go through the schedule. I'll go through any injury updates, some general news. And then we take a break. On the other side of that break, I get into some analysis and some real breakdown of Sixers basketball. So the schedule is what the schedule is. We got 4 days until Sixers basketball when they come home from the Bahamas and take on the New Zealand Breakers on Monday at the Wells Fargo Center, the New Zealand Breakers of the NBL. So the Sixers are still right now down in the Bahamas doing training camp. We're hearing all the sound bites, all the reports and everything going on. And then they come back this weekend. I believe it's Saturday. Don't quote me on that, but they come back this weekend, get a tiny break, and then play some organized basketball against another team for the very first time in this 2024-2025 season. So I wish I had more of a schedule update for you guys, but I promise you tomorrow is the last one. Maybe I'll start updating you guys on the regular season schedule and more of the preseason schedule and not just talking about the first game. We'll start to get into some games on you know, later days on the calendar. So that's all I have for you guys. No injury update for you again. Everyone seems to be good and dealing with, you know, going through things as they should in training camp. So I love to hear that. So let's get into some news. Now, I don't want to like sound hypocritical about what I just said about no injury news, but the first news that I did hear, and I wanted to report this out of training camp. So it looks like that Joel Embiid didn't participate in a team scrimmage that was held early in training camp. So it looks like on the first day of training camp, the team went through a series of full speed drills to start training camp. I mentioned how Nick Nurse was starting this training camp on a high intensity note and making sure everyone's going 100%. So they went through drills, and then ultimately at the end, it led to an inter squad scrimmage. So that's not new to basketball. Pretty much, especially when you start in training camp and you start with early practices, a lot of these practices are going to start or end, I should say, in full scrimmages. And in this full scrimmage, Nick Nurse said that Joel Embiid, Kyle Lowry, and Eric Gordon all did not participate in the scrimmage. They participated in practice in full in all the drills and all the work until it came time for the scrimmage. So I don't want to, like, I don't want anyone to panic. Right. Let me stop the panic that can already feel building up inside of some of you guys. Right. You guys already said, James, what are you talking about? You just said there's no injury update. Why didn't Embiid play in the scrimmage? So Nick Nurse did confirm that there's no injury that Embiid is dealing with of any kind. Right. He's not rehabbing anything. He's not kind of dealing with anything. There's nothing hampering on him, but they are ramping up, quote unquote, the MVP center to get into training camp and not just starting him at 100 like they're starting a lot of the other players. And that makes sense. I'm okay with that. If you kind of think of Embiid's timeline since the season ended, he was hurt to end the season, then he got healthy for the Olympics, right, and played through all the Olympics, played healthy, and then went to stopping and went to resting again before coming to training camp. So I think that that's kind of – it makes sense that he's not going to just, like I said, start 0 to 100, that he went from stop, go, stop, and then as we get into training camp, we'll kind of ease him into this thing and gradually get him going. And I bet hopefully, you know, by today, Thursday, or tomorrow, Friday, that he's in these scrimmages, that he's going 100%, that there's no need to you know, continue to ramp him up, as they say, and that he's just a full go in training camp. And the fact that Kyle Lowry and Eric Gordon joined him, and that might be an indication that Lowry and Eric Gordon might be on a similar plan that Embiid is on when it comes to dealing with his health and making sure that he's ready for the end of the season and come playoff time. And if you remember, Kyle Lowry was in and out last year too, dealing with his own health concerns. So, you know, I don't know if Lowry and Eric Gordon warrant the same type of plan that our MVP center warrants, but they probably are going to pay attention to how many minutes, how many games that Kyle Lowry and Eric Gordon are playing as well, considering their age, considering that we want them 100% and all miles ready to go when it comes playoff time. But the biggest note of all that was Embiid already from the start. They're monitoring him. They're monitoring how much, you know, he practices. They're on it, monitoring how much he expends himself. So that let's just be prepared for that. Right. Let's not be surprised when the season comes and, you know, there's some emphasis on Embiid minutes and Embiid games and he's not playing some back to backs. So let's not even let that throw us off in the regular season, because we started that from day one of training camp. Nick Nurse started that precedent day one. So I'm not going to be surprised. I'm not going to let it throw me off. I don't want you guys to let it throw you off either. So that's the first bit of news. We move on to the second bit of news. This is a little better. This is what ease your hearts a little bit. Maxi was speaking a lot. That's the news, is how much Tyrese Maxey was speaking. So I saw today all over my timeline clips of Tyrese Maxey speaking and addressing the media, talking about a bunch of different topics, whether it was himself, teammates, training camp in general. Like, he was the one to get up and field the questions for the media. That's noteworthy to me. Shout out to my man Rich, who's always talking to me about optics and how optics matter, and pretty much everything that we do, right? How it looks matters. There's a message, there's a meaning behind that. And I think there's a meaning, there's layers to Maxey being the one, being the first out of the big three between him and Embiid and Paul George to really talk to the media and kind of give a state of the Sixers union for how training camp is going, right? Like, who of the big three talk to the media? Tyrese Maxey. Who's making comments about how guys look and how they're impressing and how they're, you know, who's getting off to what kind of start at training camp? Tyrese Maxey. So I'm about ready to say this. Like, I'm about ready to say that it's Tyrese Maxey's team now. Like, Elliot and I talked about how we'd be all in if it was Tyrese Maxey, if we found out that in the season that, you know, they've all kind of come to agreement that, hey, this thing runs through Tyrese Maxey. I think we're coming to the end of those days where we have to picture that, right? Where we have to speculate that, where we have to say, yes, we'd be in agreement with that plan. We might be here. We might be sitting in that this is Tyrese Maxey 1A to Embiid's 1B. Like, we might be there. I was ready to say it's Tyrese Maxey's team now, and Nick Nurse might be ready to say that too. So there's just a lot of things and a lot of reasons why I say that. But not only just to play on the court and kind of what we're seeing X's and O's wise, the Sixers kind of put down on paper, but how Maxey is speaking, the confidence and bravado in which, you know, he's talking and how much he's talking, what he's talking about. So that's awesome. But even on the court, right, how this thing is going to run through Maxey. Maxey talked about himself, how much time he spent this summer working on being a playmaker, right? And I want you guys to hear it for yourself, him talk about what he worked on and how he worked on it. Because it's great to hear it coming from Tyrese Maxey himself. So here's him talking about what he worked on this summer.
I have some athletic friends, not athletic like KJ Martin and Andre Drummond, athletic. So, like, I didn't get to work on lobs a lot, but I had a few good lobs to Andre so far. I had a good one to KJ today. Like, just that connection, knowing what guys like to do. You know what I'm saying? KJ cut back door, threw it up, just figure it out. You know, he'll go up there and get it. But honestly, the biggest thing for me was just making reads when I get into the paint. Spraying the ball out, finding guys to find the ways to get open threes. I mean, the league and the shot quality right now, you got to be able to shoot threes and make threes. And I think we'll be able to do that, get good shots while doing it.
I guess I'll ask one guy. You obviously have speed is one of your best strengths. Big downhill player. How do you balance getting all the way to the rim using that speed, but also trying to use that as a passer?
I think the biggest thing for me is I changed my hair and I can see now. Couldn't see before, so if I got in the paint, I was shooting it. But now my hair is not on my face, so I can see.
Right, it's a whole lot of confidence coming from that young man, right? That's a grown man talking. It's a grown man talking about expanding his game right there, about how he's got to get his teammates involved, about how he's going to be the fire starter for the offense, about how important it was for him to work on that facet of his game. I love to hear that. So that's one part about how he's stepping up and about how this thing is running through him, how he's becoming more of a leader on and off the court. Another part about being a leader, and a harder part that some guys would tell you, is encouraging the younger guys on your team. Encouraging those first and second year guys who are just coming in and making sure that they're getting it. Keeping an eye on your rookies, helping them to further develop. And as a guy who's still young himself, right? As a guy who is what, year four in the league, is still regarded to a lot of vets in the league as a younger player, for him to already be taking that kind of initiative, having that mindset of guys like Jared McCain, making sure that he's taking it a responsibility, taking it upon himself to see that Jared McCain, his growth and his develop. So I like that. And he talked about how Jared McCain had, quote unquote, a hell of a day on Wednesday at training camp and kind of the growth that he's seeing. So again, here's Tyrese Maxey talking about the growth of a young player on the Sixers.
He's 2 days in the camp. What's a guy like Jared McCain maybe showing off to you these first couple days?
Yeah, he had a hell of a day today. He played really good, shot the ball really well, looked way more comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I think it's, you know, that first day of training camp, everybody's out there running around, you know, like chickens. But he was great today. He was really good.
You being the leader of the team, obviously, you just kind of spoke about it. Have you maybe pulled him aside and said something to him, maybe get him ready for this type of opportunity for him?
Yeah, I've been talking to him since he got drafted. I mean, I'm just trying to give back as much as I can. I know I'm young still, but, like, I'm trying to give back. Like, I just talked to Tobias Harris last night. He did a lot for me, man. He gave back to me every single day, poured into me every single day since I got drafted. So, you know, he told me to keep that tradition going. I think I'm trying to do that. And Jared's a great kid. I mean, he's a good kid. I'm a good kid, too, so I know I'm young. But he's a good kid, and we went to go eat last night, him, me, Bona. It was great. But I think he's worked extremely hard, man. When you work hard like that, you always have a chance, and you can shoot the ball like that.
Fourth year in the league, and we're hearing him talk like this, right? About taking a younger guy under his wing and seeing his development. I even saw a report from the Sixers camp come out that he took Jared McCain and Adembona out to dinner, took the rookies out to dinner. The fourth year guy, not Embiid, not Paul George, not any of the other vets. Tyrese Maxey took them out to dinner. Helps when you got a nice, you know, $200 million contract that just got signed. Reese, you could take me to dinner too, right? You can take us all to dinner with that. But I like that. I like the leadership I'm seeing from Tyrese Maxey. He got the keys. He got the keys to the whip. And he driving this thing. He even said he reached out to his former teammate, Tobias Harris, who, for whatever you want to say about Tobias, I've never heard him be regarded as nothing other than a great locker room guy, a good leader, a guy who shows that kind of presence on a team. He reached out to him just to get some more advice about being a good leader, about being a good locker room guy. So he's doing whatever it takes to take those steps in growth and maturity. That's great from Tyrese Maxey, man. I love it. If our young fourth-year guy can already start moving like he's a seasoned vet next to our other two seasoned vets, I know I'm super optimistic, y'all, but I keep reading these reports that are making me super optimistic. So those are some news that we come out from training camp. I love all the training camp news, y'all. Like, I can't get enough of it. All reports, all videos. I'm soaking up all of it so we can get ready for some Sixers basketball. But I'm about to take a break. And the other side of this break, I'll get into some analysis and the one thing I want to leave you guys with today. So we heard Tyrese Maxey talk a lot about Jared McCain. So why don't I talk a lot about Jared McCain. I'll get into my thoughts on Jared McCain, the Sixers' first-round draft pick from this year, on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. Welcome back, y'all, to this Clap Your Hands Morning Sixers Update, Thursday, October 3rd. Your boy James Jackson, we're rocking and rolling at Sixers basketball preseason and regular season. Right around the corner, y'all. I promise. It's so close. We're almost here. And I know you're just excited as I am. Again, make sure you're following me and the podcast on social media at JimmyJ23 at Clap Your Hands Pod on Twitter, because that's where you're going to get everything. Everything Sixers. All right. So you heard Tyrese Maxey on the earlier side of this break talk about how good of a day Jared McCain had at training camp yesterday on Wednesday and how he looks, quote unquote, way more comfortable on days two and three than he did maybe at the start of training camp. So I want to go further into that and really talk about, Jared McCain and what kind of role he could have on the Sixers team, because it's changed a little bit since he got drafted. So it's hard to exactly say what Maxey means when he says McCain had a great day or he looks way more comfortable, right? They didn't get into too much exactly what he did. He said he shot the ball pretty well, which, that's kind of what he hangs his hat on. So it's hard to discern exactly what that means, but it's just good to hear that, our 16th overall pick is showing signs of progression early in training camp as opposed to, just not showing signs of progression early. So if the Sixers are as old as, some people are planning or painting them out to be, all these good Jared reports got me thinking, what if the Sixers let the kids play too this year, right? Got a lot of vets, got a lot of older established guys in the league that are going to see time. But what if the kids got some time too on the court? It's the one thing I want to leave you guys with today. As you think about Sixers basketball today, is what if the kids played too, right? Like, what if the older cousins at the barbecue let the younger cousins come and shoot too, shoot some hoop too, and play and get involved? Like, wouldn't we all have a little bit more fun? Like, I'm mainly speaking about Jared McCain when I'm talking about this, but Ricky Council gets roped into this too as a younger kid who's like, why don't we let him play? Like, why don't we let them get some run? Look, I know some of you are probably thinking like this is way more serious than a game of threes on the driveway hoop at the family function at the family barbecue, right? Like, this isn't Nana coming up to us and saying, let your younger cousin play. Make sure you guys are including your younger cousin. It don't work like that. I understand. But we talk a lot about the age of the Sixers. And my co-host Elliot Short Parks made a really good point when we had a full pod on, was it Monday, when he talked about, or was it Tuesday, right? When he talked about how those dog days of January, right, when the season gets really long and guys like Reggie Jackson and Eric Gordon and Kyle Lowry, maybe it's a Tuesday in Charlotte, a Thursday in Portland, right? And those vets are having, it's just tougher to find motivation. Let's just be honest. It's just tougher to find the motivation to go out there and give it your all on some of those nights. So if we're worried about things like that, tread on the tires, all of that, wouldn't that open up opportunities for guys like Jared McCain to pick up the slack on those nights, right? For guys like Jared McCain to bring the energy on those kind of nights, bring fresh legs on those kind of nights. Like, I think that's where Jared McCain, like, we can look to plug Jared McCain in. Maybe that's not the only spot, but if there was a time to make an impact, to come in when guys aren't, that's where Jared McCain could do it, or at least one of the ways he can do it, right? I was way more confident on Jared McCain possibly getting, like, actual playing time and making sure he's someone coming off the bench at the time when he got drafted. Right. But since then, we've signed Reggie Jackson, signed Eric Gordon. We've re-signed Kyle Lowry. So those additions and that re-signing, that makes that look a little bit more bleak. But at the same time, that may also not be too much of a bad thing that he doesn't step into the main backup point guard role or main backup guard role right away, right? He gets time to develop. He gets time to learn and observe before he gets to go on the court and have real time and have a real impact. Maybe even see some G League time, which I expect him to see some G League time at some point, or wouldn't be shocked at all if he's spending time in the G League. Right. But we allow that time for develop, for growth. And he doesn't have to kind of quote unquote learn on the job, because that's tough. Right. But he still, when he does come up, he's still going to bring, along with Maxey, that faster pace to Reggie Jackson and Kyle Lowry's slower pace. Right. There's still a good balance there. So if Kyle Lowry and Eric Gordon do follow that similar quote unquote plan that Embiid has, or if they do have a plan themselves of load management or watching games or watching minutes, there's another opportunity for Jared McCain. Like there it is. And Nick Nurse is a play the kids guy, right? Like we know that from last year. We know that from his time in Toronto. We know he's opposite of someone like Doc Rivers when it comes to that. So he's not going to hesitate that if he sees a spark or if he sees an opportunity to play Jared McCain, I think he's going to, and he's got one who already looks like he's ready to contribute, right? He doesn't have one who looks like he's got question marks over his head like some of these other high draft picks we saw in summer league. Debuted with 15 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals in 27 minutes in his first summer league game, right? Impacting the stat sheet all over in 27 minutes, and then also had a team high 21 points against Minnesota later in the summer league. So, okay, solid, right? There's going to be struggles. There's going to be times he looks like a rookie. There may be a lot of times he looks like a rookie, right? It's a 16th overall pick. But I see a lot of good in Jared McCain. I'm hearing a lot of good in Jared McCain. So why can't I expect for Jared McCain to impact the rotation very positively at some point? And hell, maybe Jared McCain just impacts the vibes positively, right? Sometimes you need that youthful exuberance around you. With a team of OGs like that, it may not be bad for someone who's always got a smile on their face, who's always got good energy, right? Who's always willing to run around and yell and jump. You need someone like that. More people like that, right? There's going to be times where they may have to say, hey, kid, I need you to tighten up. But for the most part, Jared McCain brings that good energy. I like that. He also brings good intangibles and good tangibles on the court, right? It looks like Jared McCain is coming along very nicely, progressing very nicely. And if he's following a trajectory of someone like Maxey, I mean, the sky's the limit for this kid. So let's see how much Jared McCain can have an impact, if at all, on this Sixers team. But that's one thing I want to leave you guys with today, that if all these Jared McCain reports are true, and if we can really put merit in them, what if the Sixers let the kids play too? Something to think about. Thanks for joining me today on this morning Clap Your Hands Sixers update. It's been great rocking with you guys. And as always, I'll see you guys tomorrow.